Another important issue that was brought to the United Nations was that indigenous people said, we have lands and resources which traditionally belong to us. And these lands and resources are being taken away from us by the societies in which we live. And these lands and resources are not only important for us in terms of our economies, but also important in terms of our identity as a people, either for reasons which are related to their history and ancestors, or because these are areas which have strong cultural importance in terms of their religions and beliefs. And another reason that they came to the United Nations is to say that in our everyday life, we find ourselves discriminated against. And if you take any statistic, whether it's in education, health, housing, employment, income, you will find that we, as peoples, are below the average in the nations in which we live. In other words, we have less access to education, our health conditions are worse than the average, our access to housing is worse than the average, and in general, we're more likely to be unemployed, and when we are employed, we're more likely to be in lower paid work. And this was possible to demonstrate in virtually every country statistically. These are the issues that indigenous people came to the UN with. But essentially, what they were looking for was what role did they expect the UN to play? And I think there's something which is important in the last years, which I think is kind of interesting for those of you who are working in what we now call civil society.